International environmental consultant and former New York City Department of Environmental Protection Commissioner Al Appleton wrote the report for the Rockland Water Coalition, a grassroots group that asked Appleton to look at the issue of alternatives to United Water New York's proposed desalination plant, or the Haverstraw Water Supply Project. The report comes as the New York State Public Service Commission announced in July it had instituted a proceeding to examine the continuing need for United Water New York's proposed desalination plant, along with the county's water supply needs. Here's Appleton.
This debate over the desal plant is part of a national debate that is taking place in water resources everywhere between what are called supply-side solutions and what are called demand-side solutions. Now, supply-side solutions are the traditional answer to water resource problems. You build a new facility.
He says in the past 25 years or so, the emphasis has switched to demand-side solutions.
Now, these solutions basically have one of two components, and my recommendations call for Rockland County to utilize both. The first component is kind of the traditional actually conserve water. That is, use less water, you have less demand. Don't waste water. But the second component, which is equally important, is called in technical speak optimizing your resources, or in more common language, just use your current water better.
He also says the economic impacts of the proposed plant need to be examined in greater detail. Deb Rizzi is spokeswoman for United Water New York. She says United Water has thoroughly studied the issue for many years.
You know, United Water has been studying this issue since we were ordered by the Public Service Commission to put a new water supply online back in 2006. So for 7 years, we've been looking at alternatives. We've looked at several. We narrowed it down to three viable alternatives, including wastewater reuse, a new reservoir. And essentially, you know, the Haverstraw Water Supply Project is the project that is the most cost-effective and the most sustainable, and will have the least impact on customer water bills.
United Water's proposed desalination plant would treat water from the Hudson River and deliver up to 7.5 million gallons a day of potable water to Rockland's residents. Again, here's Appleton.
My report assumes that you do need 7.5 million gallons a day and then asks, can you get that through a demand-side solution without building the desal plant? And the short answer to that, I am convinced, is yes.
Democratic Assemblywoman Ellen Jaffe says without state agencies rigorously examining alternatives for Rockland's water supply needs, Rockland residents will suffer.
What's happening now is that Rockland ratepayers are headed for a desalination project that will double our water bills, at least, and create an unsustainable development instead of smart growth.
As a result, Jaffe says she will use a Massachusetts regulation in shaping legislation she plans to introduce.
The law in Massachusetts requires that all demand-side options be exhausted before big, expensive supply-side projects can be approved. So I am going to be introducing similar legislation in the coming session to hopefully change that for New York, to repeat that kind of language in terms of focusing on the demand side projects before we then move forward to the expensive supply side.
Other elected officials and heads of environmental and citizens groups joined Appleton in pointing out alternatives. They also urged community members to turn out for PSC public hearings in Rockland October 1st and 2nd on the county's water supply needs and the proposed plant. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.